He's the king of college, the Earl of Education. He's eyeing the attendance sheet and looking for your name. Welcome, students, to Rob's College of Hollywood Knowledge on 94.9 Mix FM.
119 wins, 35 losses.
Let's welcome Amanda, the Lyft driver. She's from the northwest part of Tucson. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Amanda, what you're going to do is kick Rob out of the studio as if he is making a mess of the back of your car.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Perfect, Amanda. All right, here's how the whole thing works. I have five questions for you about Hollywood. Rob comes back. Same five for him. You get more right than Rob, you win. Tie goes to Rob. Cool?
Okay.
All right. Question number one. Kelly Ripa transformed into Glinda from Wicked. Who played Glinda in the recent big screen adaptation of Wicked?
Oh my gosh, I have not seen this yet, so I don't want to get it wrong. I'm going to pass.
All right, no problem. Question number two. He gave us the song, the songs Eyes Without a Face and Dancing with Myself, and he has a new album coming out next month. Who's he?
Is it Billy Idol?
Question number three. There's a list of movies that defined millennials. On that list is the one where Neo takes a red pill or a blue pill. What is that movie?
A pass.
Question number four. People suspect that Millie Bobby Brown is vying for the role of the pop star from Louisiana who was on the Mickey Mouse Club and was on the X Factor judging panel. Who is that pop star?
Britney Spears.
Question number five. The actor from Face Off and Con Air has a new movie out that they say looks pretty good. It's called The Surfer. Who is this actor?
Nicolas Cage.
Wow. All right. Hang on the line. Rob is on his way back in. Don't move. And we'll ask him the same five questions. We'll see how he does. Robert, welcome back. Amanda got 3 out of 5.
Alrighty.
All right, question one. Kelly Ripa transformed into Glinda from Wicked. Who played Glinda in the recent big screen adaptation of Wicked?
Tom Brady.
That was Ariana Grande. Amanda, nothing, Rob, nothing. Question number two. He gave us the songs Eyes Without a Face and Dancing with Myself, and he has a new album coming out next month. Who's he?
Billy Idol.
Rob won, Amanda won. Question two. There is a list of movies that defined millennials. On that list is the one where Neo takes a red pill or a blue pill. What's that movie?
Tom Brady story.
That, my friends, was The Matrix. And for those just joining us, Tom Brady is often the default answer when you don't know. It's Rob won, Amanda won. Question number four. People suspect that Millie Bobby Brown is vying for the role of the pop star from Louisiana who was on the Mickey Mouse Club and was on the X Factor judging panel. Who's that actor?
Is that Britney Spears?
Wow, I'm shocked that you got that, Rob, with those clues. I really am. Rob 2, Amanda 2, and question number 3, which, Rob, you're going to have to get right in order to win. Otherwise, Amanda will.
Could you ever explain that to me, please?
Question 5. The actor from Face Off and Con Air has a new movie out that they say looks pretty good. It's called The Surfer. Who's this actor?
Is that Nicolas Cage?
It is Nicolas Cage. Wow! Didn't think you'd get that either.
I didn't either.
The way you were standing there, Well, Amanda, the game is tied. So Rob gets the win, but don't cry and don't despair because you're still going to go to the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum.
Yay!
Yeah, you have got 4 tickets, and this is for Dinos in the Desert with Rob.
I'll be there. Yeah.
All right, Amanda, all you have to do in order to claim your prize is give us the closing line.
Hey, this is Amanda from Tucson. I flunked out of Rob's College of Hollywood Knowledge on 94.9 Mix FM.
If you, too, would like to go to the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum for Dinos and the Desert, I want to go to this.
I know you do.
We'll grab somebody at random. You play the game. You get the tickets.
520-775-0949, 94.9 Mix FM.